Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
We had an interesting episode last time. Let's do a recap and we'll get right into it.
Episode 69, nice.
Shut up! Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined the Chaos crew mid-mission as they zip through the rooftops of Manzo Berra. Swinging high above the winding underdark streets, they finally arrived at the construction site of Krizik's mega prison. Phase one of their daring plan involved causing as much chaos as possible, and boy did the gang deliver. While Theo impersonated a drow foreman to distract some ettercaps, Glebnor and Taluga set their sights on a lumbering arachnomech. A vortex warp from Reggie put the plope right in the cockpit of the construction vehicle, while Glebnor sluiced his way into the machine's hydraulic system. After a flurry of fists and some eject button shenanigans, the Krizik-worshipping pit boss found himself on the wrong end of the crumble table. Firing down an auxiliary chute inside the mech, Taluga rocketed into the chest cavity of an ettercap laborer feet first. And while Glebnor took control of the mech and went to work destroying the job site, Theo and Taluga tussled with the remaining workers. Buildings crumbled, dirigibles ignited, ropes were shot, and at the end of it all, we find our heroes now ready for phase two. Infiltrate Lola's palace and end the Spider Queen. Okay, well, boys, phase one. Resounding success.
Yeah?
Yeah. Taluga, call some medicine check, if you wouldn't mind, as you beat a dude with another dude until there's not much dude left.
21.
As you finally end your... I mean, you're not a barbarian, but you are full of rage right
yes.
now. As your rage finally comes to a conclusion, you look down at your right hand that was inside that dastardly creature... And there is a powerful necrotic aura coming off of it. His fist is a little stank. And
I'd imagine so.
Your enemies will face that stank when it comes to it. Glebnor, can I get an intelligence check?
20. Dirty.
Can you please stop rolling so high?
So.
Glebnor is a master of the spider mech. He's figured out all the buttons.
Is the job site thoroughly thrashed?
It's so smashed. The section that you guys came to kind of cause a ruckus with, the entire scaffolding has collapsed. All the workers are dead. And you've pushed this machine way past its breaking point. Some of the legs on the spider are kind of janky now.
Gently bring it down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hit the flamethrower release button.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so good at this machine, I definitely know where that button is.
Yeah.
Peace offering, Daddy.
Who?
You.
Who's you?
Taluga.
Yes?
Peace offering?
What is it?
I think we can... This thing shot fire and blew up that Zeppelin.
I was very preoccupied.
I know. I saw it out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah?
We're not going to talk about it.
We never have to talk about it.
How'd you like being in that guy's ass?
God,
you want to find out?
God,
would you like to find out?
Leibly?
No, I don't want you in my ass.
Everyone stop talking about asses. We did so good in that
But
one.
We're from the ass.
I know.
I look at the stank hand. I look at his face.
Don't push
Anyways,
it right now.
Daddy, this thing shoots out like crazy flames.
Okay.
You have that like cool gun arm. I think we could, like, integrate some flames here. Wouldn't you want to, like, burn people?
Yes, burn, burn!
Sure, give it here.
I'm going to relinquish the flamethrower to Daddy.
Give me an intelligence check, or investigation check, Taluga, as you inspect this. You can see that as Glebnor has hit the release button, one of the weapon mechanisms on the bottom of the mech has come loose now.
I think that's 26.
26?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you look at this thing. You guys know so many weapon makers at this point. One of them has to be able to incorporate this somehow into your weapon. As of right now, though, just the flamethrower attachment by itself, I will let you use this basically as a weapon. As an action, you can shoot a 100-foot line of flame. It does 3d8 fire damage on a failed dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
So, yeah. It takes a little bit of the mustard off of how weird that fight went for you a little bit. You need a shiny new flamethrower.
Maybe I could burn my arm off.
Cleanse it with fire.
Toluga, it'll be clean one day. Don't worry.
I go to try and cup Reggie's face.
Please don't.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, you know, organic eyes, but I still do not want that so close to my face.
Do you have taste receptors?
Yes. It was a,
you do?
A last minute addition.
I didn't put it in.
Where has it been? Get it away.
I didn't put it in.
You're just floating your finger toward his mouth.
Stop it. No, come on. Get out of here.
Do you not have prestidigitation?
Oh, I suppose I could prestidigitate away the stank, unless you want to put a little extra mustard on your punches.
Let's just go.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Punch mustard.
You got any slurp on you?
There's a slurp.
Goodness.
It's a blueberry, your favorite.
I'm going to grab it with my good arm.
Yeah. Grab it with your strong hand.
For like a moment, like one of your crab arms comes out and kind of pops the bottle cap off of it.
Okay.
But yeah, you see Reggie's like,
guys, I think we need to take a moment to really just kind of celebrate ourselves. We did so good on the first part of our mission. We fucked this place right up.
Dude, it's a smoking crater.
Yeah, Nimona was smart to put us on this section of the distraction. I think we're so good at making horrible distractions.
Can you guys make perception checks for me now real quick?
22.
A 15. 6. I'm just guzzling the slurp.
22?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, Glebnor.
Yeah.
Glebnor's in the zone today. I like it. Glebnor, you can hear sirens are going off all around the city.
Guys, we gotta beat feet.
And I think, yeah, you do look up and you just see the end of a flaming Zeppelin crashing into a section of Manzobera.
Man, I'm so proud of us. We did good. We should probably get the fuck out of here, though, because we have a lot going on. Okay, Kari gave me the map. Yeah.
The drows that we were dressed like.
Yeah, you guys are all now under the effect
of... Were they Rice-A-Roni? What was their thing?
Ronso.
Ronso.
Right, House Ronso.
I assume since they're a house and everything, they have a symbol or like coat of arms or something.
Yes, I'll say the sigil of House Ronso is a we'll call this. It's like a fancy dinner plate. I don't know.
An ornate plate.
Thank you, Mark.
So what I want to do is Theo is go to like a wall or a...
Mm-hmm. There's not much wall left. You guys did really knock a lot of those down. But there's still bits left.
Yeah. I want to basically either carve into the wall or paint on it the symbol of their...
Their house?
Their house.
Perfect.
And then, like, under it, have Reggie help me because he can do, like, the... all the language stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
Figure out how to write in like the drow language.
Sure.
What's it called?
Drangwidge.
The rise of that house.
House Ronso? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. You see...
Maybe suck it Krizik underneath.
For fun. Throw a little one extra in there.
Little middle finger drawings.
Yeah, give me a performance check, I guess.
Anyone wanna help me out?
Yeah. Yeah, as someone who's done graffiti in the past, I'm going to give him some pointers.
Oh, hell yeah. There you go.
I'm going to give you guidance.
Oh, give me guidance. Sweet.
Pop it on top.
21 performance.
21?
21.
Pretty good. Yeah, you make a very convincing graffiti mural of House Ronzo's meteoric rise up the ranks of the noble houses of Manzobera.
This should put them on that path and no one will think anything about us.
Definitely won't think about us.
That would be good.
Chaos never follows us.
Not at all.
No.
Nope. All right.
Let's go.
Phase 2. Okay. So I have a little map that Kara drew. So we have to get over to the palace, and there's like a servant's entrance, apparently on this side, the western side.
You guys can give me some survival checks as he kind of lays the map out. You guys trying to figure out what he's kind of pointing at here.
18.
26.
Nat 1. You really fucked me up.
Right? I'm sorry, bro. I'm so sorry.
Gobbler. Are you done eating? Daddy needs some therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. It's a lot to unpack. It's like if you walk in on your parents, man. It's kind of the same scar I'm carrying right now. It's going to be a while for me to process.
Can you make a quick insight check real quick?
23, but with guidance, 26.
26? So as you're talking to Cobbler, something kind of happens where his rambling noises that you'd always kind of almost been able to interpret, you start to realize Cobbler's like almost picked up full language.
It's like, listen, Dad, you know, sometimes when like things happen in combat, you just gotta move past it, you know? It's like, listen, you know, you punch weird monsters in all parts of their body. Sometimes you go in the butt. It's fine. It's okay. Don't let it get you down, Pop.
He like rubs your back.
You know, hey, thanks,
Cobbler Armstrong.
It just happened.
I say thanks, son, and I hug him.
It's okay. Hey, Glebnor, let's have a moment here, all right, man? It's fine.
Thanks for the flamethrower, Glebnor.
Hey, you're welcome.
Well, we're all trying our best. Sometimes, you know, your best means you punch a guy and he gets weird about it. That's fine. That's not on you. That's on him.
You know, you're right. That is on him. And
yeah, you don't want that.
And kind of...
It's a little bit on you.
Yeah.
You smell pretty funky, Pop. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Can you guys understand me now?
Yeah. Suddenly?
I mean, I always kind of sort of could, but yeah.
Oh my god! I could speak common now!
You ate enough rocks to talk!
I guess that's how that works!
Definitely.
Sick!
Totally.
Oh wow, this is great! I feel so much more part of the team!
You've always been part of the team. Oh,
a big integral part.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my god.
A member of the family.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm having such a great time down in the bag.
Well, you're so at organizing.
Technically, isn't he the fourth person of this group? Because it was us three, and then we found him.
You're one of the starting four,
yeah,
right?
You're one of the original members.
So he looks at Reggie.
I predate you.
He's like, that's a good point. You were here when I got here.
Wow.
You went from pet to brother.
Oh, man. He's great. Cool. I'm gonna go back in the bag and kind of just shuffle things around a little bit, but man, I'm full. I ate so much of that building.
I saw.
Yeah, you did.
You guys make a perception check real quick.
It's a nat one.
Okay.
21.
14.
Okay. As Cobbler goes to get back in the bag, you're just like so excited that Cobbler has somehow like eventually developed common. Glebnor, you look over. Cobbler has eaten the cornerstone of a building that was not related to the prison whatsoever. And with a 21, you notice that it was like a schoolhouse.
Man, I'm full. All right, I'm gonna get back in the bag.
Daddy, we might have to toss some bricks under that. It's a school.
Where?
I'm gonna motion to it.
I can't believe you destroyed it in the mech.
No. This smoking crater's my work. That's a schoolhouse.
Yeah, why'd you break it?
I didn't. Cobbler ate the corner.
Cobbler would never.
We're gonna let it slide, I guess. But we should probably...
Yeah, Toluca, with your passive perception, there's just like such clear bite marks taken out of the corner of the building.
I can't believe you'd eat the rock.
We should probably throw some sugar packets under it or something.
What would sugar packets do?
They make things stop wobbling, don't they?
What?
Oh, yeah, like at like a restaurant.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, like Reggie gets it. He gets
what?
Me.
I'm just going to grab like a handful of bricks and just toss it over.
Got to kick them over in the corner.
Yeah.
That'll probably do the trick.
Yeah.
No, we gotta
go.
Will die.
We gotta go. Yeah, you know, you're right. Okay.
I put a arrow towards where that school is. We did this also from the...
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Oh man, that house is gonna be pissed.
Okay, gang. Let's get a round of stealth checks.
Do we still have pass?
It lasts an hour. Yeah. Mm. And I don't think you've used any other concentration spells in that hour. So mm-hmm. Yeah, go nuts.
19. Also, how much does Slurp heal for?
35.
1D or 2D4 plus 2.
32.
Good.
How am I out stealthing you?
I rolled a 9.
Oh, sorry, 29, not 19.
Oh, sick. Okay. Yeah, Reggie did great. All right, cool. You guys are shadows. There is a gentle sound of poop, 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 as all of you use your bracers and you use your scorn whip. Yours is much more wet sounding than theirs, but you guys take off into the night. And as you guys like flee the scene of this insane industrial accident, basically, you can hear Drow foot soldiers arriving, being like, "What the hell happened here?" It's just complete chaos. Actually, Theo, can I get one quick perception check?
22.
As you're, like, slinging away, you just hear one guy go, "House Ronzo, those bastards!" yeah, and with those stealth checks, you guys are able to sneak into the dark of the city. You guys are swinging above the rooftops of this, like, crazy Victorian city, and you can see there's chaos in the streets. There are drow soldiers that work for the queen that are running to the site of these strange attacks that are happening all around. The snips have gone to work as much as you guys have. Since you guys also took out the dirigible, it seems that the members of that team that were sent to do that must have pivoted somewhere, because there are explosions going off in the western side of the city. And it looks like the defenders of Manzobera are completely spread thin now. And as you're, like, swinging over the city, you can see soldiers running in every direction trying to, you know, take care of all these problems.
How many, like, while we're swinging through, I'm assuming they're not noticing us because of the stealth checks. Is there a possibility to drop down and, like, knock someone out to steal their gear to make it look like I'm one of the guards?
Interesting. Okay, yeah,
Do that Spider-Man upside down, like, descend?
Yeah. Like, yank a dude? Okay. Let's get a stealth check first.
Nat 20 for a 39.
How do you want to yank this guy?
To completion.
We made a promise.
Last one.
Yeah.
Basically, one of those things where he's, like, standing around deciding where to go, and then all of a sudden it's like the thing comes down, grabs him by the head, and he's... Wah!
Yeah. There's a guy that's like, "Oh, should I go west or east? Or maybe..." And then he's just gone.
North.
There's a shadow or something envelops him, and he's yanked into an alleyway. And then, Reggie, you walk out. You're still under the disguise that Reggie set you guys up at. That lasts for 8 hours, by the way. Seeming spell. But yeah, now you have, like, full drow armor on.
Yep. I want to, like, keep that drow look, but I want to make it look like I'm part of this whole...
Like, unit?
Unit or yeah. Whatever. To try and... When we sneak into the castle or whatever, I can try and deceive my way
through
things.
Distort value to make yourself look like a higher rank.
Oh yeah, I can distort value. I can make things look better or worse.
You have like a little badge that seems like a privateer badge on your armor here.
It's got a couple extra stripes on that.
Yeah, if you want to yank that bad boy up a little bit, I keep saying yank, which I don't want to do. But if you want to boost that thing up a little bit, feel free.
Yeah, it's gonna last for 8 hours. So.
Awesome,
just like our disguises.
The badge is gonna, like, I'm like a, you know, 3-star general. Like.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So now that you guys have this disguise kind of set up, do you guys want to stealth in, or do you guys want to kind of bullshit your way into the service entrance?
I'm going to stealth.
Okay.
I'm going to stay stealthing, I guess.
Okay,
unless, sick. I guess if Bleebs tries to do the other thing, I'll...
Yeah, basically the idea I'm thinking is I'll try and talk my way in with you guys still stealthing, just in case that plan fails, you guys can... All right. I'll go guns. I'll draw some fire. It's fine.
You see, Reggie's like, good plan. I'll go with you. I'll be your young page boy servant. Hold on. Get down here real quick. I'm going to cast a spell. You make even better at this.
All right.
He's going to cast Enhance Ability, and he's going to cast Eagle Splendor on you. It's like, you need some wing eyeliner. That'll make you look so official.
Doesn't Enhance Ability have a thing that boosts your charisma checks?
Yeah, that's what Eagle Splendor is.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have advantage on your charisma checks.
Okay.
For the next hour.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so give me just a real quick survival check, Theo, as you make your way over to... You, like, or after
10.
Like, okay, takes a bit. And the streets are pretty chaotic. Like, there's a lot of people running about, but it is pretty hard to miss Lola's Palace. Lola's Palace is so tall that it almost scrapes the ceiling of the Underdark. You can see that, like, the tallest spire of her tower is, like, inches away from touching the longest stalagmite. Or stalactite? Stalactite.
Stalactite.
I got it.
Tights from the ceiling.
Tights from the ceiling.
Mites from the ground.
Mites from the ground. The stalactite is just, like, inches away from touching the top spire. It's, like, so, so tight. She was like, I want it as tall as it can possibly be without scraping the top of the Underdark, basically. But, yeah, it's hard to miss. With a 10, I think it's really just, like, the chaos of the streets is a lot. But yeah, you and Reggie are walking on this like main street that moves through Manzo, And you can see in the shadows that Glebnor and Tuluga are in full stealth mode, kind of tailing you. And you finally get to this back service entrance. It's this like rickety gate, and there's just one guard back there kind of guarding the door. It looks like another one of those Etter caps, but he has like a full butler outfit on. He looks disgusting. His like weird bulbous arachnid like thorax is kind of floating out of the like middle of his little vest. He has like a
this guy cummerbund.
Yeah, he has like a wimple on. I guess you know what those hats are.
No.
Okay. I've been reading too many weird old books.
Freak.
Everyone Google wimple at home. It's a medieval head covering. I don't really know. Yeah, he looks pretty official. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. It's pretty hard to tell the gender of an Etter cap. They're pretty gross.
That's fair.
But yeah, they're standing at attention here at this back gate. Yeah, what would you like to do, Rhea? Theo, you're kind of leading the way here in terms of...
I'm going to walk up. Oh, is the captain in?
Oh, hello. I don't believe so. There's chaos in the city, my lord.
Yeah, who's running things around here?
Well, not me. This is...
Well, obviously
mostly,
not you.
I handle kind of the...
The door?
Yes.
Okay, open the door.
You have... I'm sure you have the proper authority, I imagine.
Look at the badge.
I am looking at the badge.
And you see Reggie's like, look at this badge, idiot! Oh my god! We have things to do!
This Stupid. Is my squire, Reginald.
I'm Reginald, his squire. I'm a fancy boy.
Oh, yeah, this seems on the up and up, I suppose.
Can you give me a deception or persuasion check with advantage from the Eagle Splendor? You two can make stealth checks for me.
17.
Pretty good.
39.
26. Let me just get the door here. I'm so sorry, Commander, or, whatever.
General.
General, yeah. What's your last name?
Why would I tell you my last name? I'm the general. Just remember that.
Okay.
Jeez.
The general and Reginald.
Yeah.
Don't ever ask his name again! Don't even look at him! Bitch!
Reggie has fully gone off. He's taken this power way too seriously. He's really gotten into the full, like, character right now. And as you two walk through the gate, you hear a, like, sound of Tuluga swing very quickly through the gate. And then you look down real quick, it's like a puddle zips by you.
And right before I go in, I lean back and then I say, what's the house again?
Ronso.
Yeah. Remember, House Ronso. They're amazing. And then just walk in.
Sure, I guess. I don't know. And this guy, like, just kind of keeps standing out there. This little weird creature. See, Red, he's like, you did so good.
You know, I like to believe that I'm a general right now. So, you know.
You kind of basically are.
Yeah.
I mean, a general is kind of like a god, but if, you know, much what? Smaller scale. Oh, God, Tuluga!
Tuluga, you're just, like, behind a pillar. You just, like, come out.
Reach over the stank can.
Oh, what does that smell? Hi, Tuluga. Did Glebnor get in? Okay.
I don't know.
You rolled higher than me. I don't know.
I'm so jumpy. I'm so nervous. We're doing it. We're sneaking in. Oh, my God. We're doing it.
Shut up.
Sorry. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Just keep that energy that you had.
You like that?
Yes, I do. I very much like it.
I think I'm like good at being fancy.
Yeah.
Do you like berries and cream?
I love berries and cream.
You little lad.
Eat berries and cream?
I've never had them. I've always worried they'd get stuck in my mouth, Servos, but I'm sure I could try them.
Huh? Anyone?
No, we're going.
No, you're right. No, you're right. It'd be crazy if we stopped for berries and cream inside the castle.
Which, I mean, if we see.
I'm just saying, there might be berries and cream in the castle.
If there were, who knows, maybe a robot tries one. It's crazy. I know. It's whatever. It's fine.
We aren't cleaning the berries and cream out of
you,
sir.
You're right. You're right. I know. That'd be a whole operation. And
I mean, if anyone can do it, it's you. You just drop some water on them. It's fine.
The berries got little seeds.
Yeah,
we
get stank and everything.
They stank water.
Reggie just shakes his head.
Really adds some flavor to the berries and cream, right, Reggie?
I don't know if I want that flavor.
Which flavor, though?
It's
dingleberries and cream. What do you want?
No, come on, Theo. You're being
Can
so
we go
crass
now?
Today. He's so crass.
I'm loosey goosey today, you know?
So I love this side of Theo.
I hate how confident Theo's been lately.
We gotta rein him in a bit.
We gotta knock him down a peg.
All right. Who would like to lead the way through the keep here? Who has the higher survival, I think, of all of you guys?
I have an 8.
I have a +4. I got a 4 as well, so get leading, leader.
All right, Theo.
General.
Survival check. You're inside the castle now. It is like a series of long hallways inside the like base of the keep here.
I'll give you guidance.
You see, like
14.
Okay, it's good. So Luca like goes to put his stank hand on your shoulder, and then is like, wrong one. Just kind of switches a little blast of guidance, and yeah, you feel pretty good about
guidance.
It.
Guidance.
I know what you're saying. I did like how Lorenz yelled to the School of Magic.
It was fun.
I think maybe we should adopt it.
I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's good, right?
I need to learn a necromancy spell just so I can go, necromancy!
It's pretty fun.
I mean, it looked really cool.
Yeah. Are we going the right way?
Are we giving Lorenzo props right now?
He's not here. He won't ever know.
That's true. Yeah. Fuck him.
With a 14 Theo, which is 1 point above what I would have called like my base level of how you guys can navigate a hallway, basically.
Yeah.
I feel like a 13 is kind of right there. But with a 14, you follow these like winding like servant hallways that kind of go through the back of the palace.
Mm-hmm.
With a 14, you can smell that there is a kitchen nearby. And I think with a 14, I'm going to let you guys make a round of perception checks. As Theo's kind of following the pretty complicated sort of like, you know, it's, I think 13. It's very, you know, like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Downton Abbey. There's a lot of like servant passages and like behind everything. So they're not seen. I think that's what's kind of going on here in this castle.
9.
21.
21. Okay. Another 21, Teluga. You can see that on the ground, there's a lot of like loose web stuff. You can tell that someone dragged webbed creatures through these halls, or at least something that was wrapped in webbing. Huh. There's like loose threads everywhere. But I think what you notice as you're about to head down the passageway that you know leads to Lola's quarters, her like grand throne room, there is an adjacent kind of, I guess it'd be just like a large room. You can see there's like a big wooden door in front of it. And you know it's, like, not where you need to be going right now.
Yeah.
But you can see that someone has, like, rested weapons against the wall. And one of the weapons, you know, the 21, that's Bouncicles' axe. That is leaned up like it's been kind of, like, deposited outside this room.
Toga, this way. We have to get to Lola.
Hold on.
I think they got food over
can
here,
can I see
guys.
Your gun real quick?
Wait.
I need some grease.
Oh, you need grease? Yeah, man. Probably got some grease.
I'm gonna war paint up. They got Bouncicles.
What?
How do you know?
That's his axe.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
It's personal.
How could they overpower Bouncicles?
I know, right?
Hold on. Give me your thieves' tools real quick.
There you go.
All right. Where's your flamethrower?
Here.
All right. I'll
give it with the non-stank hand.
I'm going to try and jerry-rig his flamethrower to the gun. So okay. He has it all in one, so he can just kind of...
Yeah. It's going to make punching a little weird, but all right. Yeah.
Yep.
With some thieves' tools, a little bit of tinkering, nice roll of duct tape. Give me
I'm now lopsided.
Give
all
me
right.
The tinkerer's tool check.
And it's proficiency. Double proficiency?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Guidance!
So
that's gonna catch on.
25.
Bro, your arm looks crazy right now. It is a musket that's like wrapped around your arm with the tentacle, but then you have an incredibly heavy flamethrower.
Oh god. Yeah. Alright.
Theo has kind of taped in kind of he's like screwed it into the gun a little bit in certain parts, but it's so rickety. But
alright.
Yeah, your right arm looks nuts. It's just an act of war on your fist.
It's just temporary, but it'll help you really aim it.
You know, actually, fair point. All right.
Once we get the flame core out, we can really get this thing cooking.
All right, hold on. I'm just going to grab the axe.
Yep.
And I put it in the bag.
Oh, sick. All right. Perfect. And can you guys give me history checks real quick?
I also want to open that door.
Yeah, of course.
Nat 20.
That's okay. A 3 history. But can I look at if there are any other weapons that are like deposited in the same way?
Yeah. Give me an investigation check.
I rolled a 2 for a 1.
Okay, good.
I rolled a fat 4 on that investigation.
Okay. You remember, Glebnor, that Kara had offhandedly mentioned that they often fed Lola wayward travelers that they captured in between the two cities of Manzobera and the Ebonden. It seems that at some point they must have nabbed Bouncicles on his way to, because you guys had sent Bouncicles to come and join up with you guys.
Yep.
Can I feel the webs on the floor?
Sure. Call it, I guess,
nature.
Nature. That sounds fair. Yeah.
7.
Okay.
Are they still warm?
As warm as a thread gets, as a silken spider thread gets, I imagine. Yeah, a little bit. A little.
Still warm.
I don't know what that means. I think the room temperature, if anything, but yeah, okay.
Feels recent.
And I think with your investigation check, Theo, pretty low. But you can see that there's like a bunch of weapons that they clearly collected from their unconscious captors before they brought them into this room. And there's, I mean, like you saw where Bouncicle's axe was, right next to it, there's like a tiny saucepan that was left on the ground.
Jeff.
It's Jeff.
They got Jeff?
Put that in the bag.
Okay.
We got to get Jeff. He's so loyal to us.
Forget Jeff Bouncicles.
No, I'm like both of them. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, if we have to save one, obviously.
It's Bouncicles.
It's not even an option.
Not even an option. Right. Fuck Jeff. But no, he's a good guy.
But we got to save both and maybe possibly more.
Well, more, obviously. But, yeah. You know, if I can only save one, it's going to be Bouncicles.
Yeah.
Okay, you save Bouncicles, I'll save Jeff.
Okay, yeah. Right. Well, let's shake on it.
Not with that hand.
What? Oh.
I'm just saying, it'd be good to have a Choco Taco on the way out of here.
You can't even taste it.
I know, I'm just saying
you can taste it.
Yeah, they gave me a weird tongue.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a bad choice.
That's a question for my creator, so I don't know. Maybe one day we'll find out that secret.
Like, does oil taste good, or you just have to deal with it?
You know, it's acquired, the taste.
All right.
I mean, can they program you to like certain things? Actually, this is a conversation for another time. Let's go.
We gotta focus in.
Yeah, we got a lot to do.
Okay, how do you guys want to go into this room here? You can do stealth checks if you want to sneak in, or you guys can do the old-fashioned dicey special.
Which room is this?
You guys are just like outside of a wooden door that leads into some chamber where it seems that Bouncicles was dragged into.
Do you guys want me to walk in and act like I own the place while you two sneak in?
They took Bouncicles. I can't stand on
the
side.
But we don't know if he's in there.
We don't know if, yeah, exactly. We don't know if he's in there. What if we go in there and it's just, you know, three guys having an orgy?
You know, you go first. I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay, you two stealth in. Me and Reginald here will walk in like we own the place.
Definitely. That's our bag, man. We're in our lane.
39 stealth.
It makes all these challenges.
28.
Okay, the door's unlocked. So you open the door, Theo, and as you do, these two...
I'm gonna...
like a ghost sneak into the room.
I'm gonna fling it open to make, like, a huge scene.
Yeah. I see Reggie gets in front of you. Now introducing the general!
I'm gonna walk in. Well, what are you all doing in here?
Give me a perception check, Theo, as you walk in.
It's an empty room.
16.
You open the room, and... it's like a pretty sparse kind of stone room in here. You can see that there are two of those Etter Caps that were like sitting at a small table playing cards. They get up immediately and salute you as you walk in. And you can see there's a small hallway that leads out of this room back further. And you can see at the end of that long hallway, there is a large drider that seems to be wrapping up the bodies and preparing them for Lola. Now, for those at home, a drider is a sort of half-drow, half-spider. You can see it has the abdomen and thorax of a massive arachnid, but at the waist, it turns into a drow. This is a male drider. So you can see there's...
So he's much smaller.
Yes, he is much smaller, because that's how spiders work. So it's like a waifishly thin drider top. Shirtless, pierced nipples, white bob haircut.
It's disgusting.
And you can see he's in the back room. He's like, preparing for the mistress, wrapping it all up. He's just singing to himself as he wraps corpses and bodies in more of this like webbing thread. And he's like almost like arranging like a cheese platter of bodies on like a wooden table.
Charcuterie.
What? Wrapping up the things for the mistress. And yeah, you can kind of just hear the echoing down the hall, Theo, as you walk in. As two Etter Caps are just waiting at attention.
Good, a little bit of respect around here for the general.
You two are playing cards at a time like this?
I'm sorry, General. We were told to wait until someone happened bad. We could go out there, but we're just getting the snacks ready.
Get out there, get your weapons, and stand at attention.
Sorry, sir. Yeah.
Give me an intimidation check. You may have some advantage from your eagle splendor.
Well, he's doing this. I want to sneak up on the Drider.
I'm following 15. Daddy.
15. Look, sorry. These two Ettercaps run out of the room. You hear them like loudly clanking with weapons, trying to grab them from outside, and they take off into the palace to parts unknown.
I shut the door and then lock it.
Perfect. As you do that, what was a stealth check? I need a stealth check from the two boys that are sneaking down the hallway.
28.
25.
This thing has no idea you're coming.
I'm going to hit it in the eyes with the stank hand.
Making a little snack for the mistress.
And then I'm going to muffle its mouth.
It's resisting so hard. Your hand is so gross. It's over the stink's mouth. Make an athletics check, I guess.
Swipe it across the eyes.
That's what I mean. That's what I said I would do.
It's like a chloroform hand.
It's a 12.
It's just all over his face. I'm going to have him make a constitution saving throw.
What does he got to beat?
What's your spell save DC?
It's a 16.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
He's blind.
I mean, if that fails, I do have the orb.
That's only a 10.
All right.
You see that you jump, because again, like, it's kind of like he's hunched up, so you have to kind of like leap up onto his back,
yeah.
And you put a hand over, so swiping it across his face. And at first, like, some of your fingers are just like, you know, kind of grazing his mouth.
Yeah. He's like,
and then you kind of rake your fingers across his eyes, and doing so, you blind this creature. Go ahead and roll initiative, everybody.
17.
A 9.
27.
So, first act in initiative, surprising no one. Theo! You look down the hallway and you can see there is a Drider with like a little chef hat that is kind of like flopping around. Taluga is on his back, just kind of pushing his mouth or his hand in his mouth across his face. This guy's gagging and screaming. Glebnor is just in the corner, just like wide-eyed and happy watching this all happen. And Reggie's next to you and he's like, ugh, big that's... yuck. Oh, he's so in there.
Oh, that's... Oh, man, he's going to taste that for a while.
Yeah, maybe we should kill him just to kind of, you know, put him out of his misery.
Or, you know, we knock him out and then make him suffer.
What is your energy today? You're crazy, Theo. Shoot that guy. Come on.
It's fair. Let's do some trick shots here. I'm going to, like, Theo just doesn't care and he's just put the gun behind his back and he's like, all right, let's see if I can get him from here.
He's blind, you get advantage.
That is true, he's blind, you have advantage.
Careful, don't shoot Taluga, he's on his back.
Let's see if I could shoot the thing in the face without hitting Taluga.
From
behind my back. So, I got a 30 down to a 25.
Let me just double check here. Yeah, that hits. That'll hit. All these fights have been so stupid.
24 plus 8 is 32. 32 damage on the first shot.
Luckily you shoot his nose off. So, like, I guess he doesn't have to smell it, I guess, anymore. But you
he's still got holes there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's one hole now instead of two. But
the senses are up in here.
Yeah. So, yeah, you blow this guy's nose off. And he's like, that was your first attack. Anything else you got there?
How's he looking?
Okay.
Like a guy with no nose.
No nose.
Skull face.
He's been better. He thought he was making a cute charcuterie board.
I'm assuming an 11 misses.
11 will miss.
Will that hit me?
Nah. Unless he does a piercer, I'm not going to hit you.
Okay. 30 down to a 25.
That'll definitely hit.
22 damage on that.
Ooh. There goes an ear. bonus action movement. He's about 30 feet down the hall.
I already did the bonus action. I'm going to stay where I am. I'm just taking in what's around.
Gotcha. Basically. And you have the silencer on, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. For fun, then make a stealth check with advantage. You guys are in a pretty confined place to be firing guns. Just want to kind of see how
it's well the that sounds on.
Yeah, so I gave him advantage.
26.
Yeah. There's so much chaos going on in the palace right now as attendants, servants, soldiers are like running down the halls trying to like coordinate their defenses on this insane attack happening all across Manzobera. Perfect. All right. That will be Reggie. Reggie's like,
I bet I can hit him too.
He puts his finger behind his back and tries to angle it like you did.
Do one eye.
You're crazy. I'm gonna do it.
Now, will this one actually hit me?
100%. Reggie's gonna try to shoot a firebolt.
Reggie, aim it right.
Reggie rolled a 6 on the die for a 14.
Doesn't he get advantage?
Guy's blind.
Because the guy's blind.
He is blind. With advantage, he gets a 25.
Okay. Nice. All right.
I'm gonna shoot a firebolt into his nose hole.
Toluca, watch this.
What?
Hey, like. Toluca. Bolt of fire zooms down the hallway, illuminating like the walls of the stone structure, and just bops this dude right in the face. That's a hot 11 damage.
I just picture Toluca looking down the hallway and seeing both Theo and Reggie hand behind their back, like yeah. angled like a trick shot, like just fucking around.
I just get mad. I'm just upset.
We need to take this all so much more seriously. Glebnor, that is your turn.
Guys, they have Bouncicles. Can we focus?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, you're right. That's our bad. We're having fun back here. It's our bad.
Stop it.
Do I quickly see any wrapped up bodies that look way huger than the rest?
Perception check with advantage.
Does he have little minotaur horns popping out
of the top? 22.
So while the rest of the bodies that were kind of arranged on the charcuterie board are just kind of, you know, traditional kind of like almost like a sleeping bag of like webbing, basically, there is a perfect minotaur cutout. It's in the corner, kind of propped against the wall. It was too big to fit on the charcuterie board. It is clearly Bouncicles.
How far away is it?
25 feet.
Okay. I'm going to go cut Bouncicles out of the webs.
Awesome. Give me an attack roll.
My dagger?
Anything you got. Yeah, you got AC is 10 on the ropes. You need to do 15 damage to break them.
18.
Okay.
14.
Okay. You slice through.
Oh, okay. Acid? Acid damage doesn't count extra?
Sneak attack. Bouncicles is in there.
If you go reckless, I'll give you the sneak attack.
I'll go reckless.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because all he needs is the advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yep.
Another 5 is 19.
There we go. Okay, perfect. You go reckless and slice through these webbings. Bouncicles emerges.
My goodness, what has happened to me? Oh, is that Toluca?
You've been kidnapped.
Oh, it all happened so fast. Something hit me in the neck. Is my neck okay?
I'm going to inspect the neck.
Make a medicine check
for
me.
It's just like a huge welt. Is it infected?
6.
This looks fine. He's going to be fine.
You're going to live.
There's like a disgusting, like infected welt on the side of his neck where some kind of thing definitely went in there to paralyze him.
It happened so fast, Glebnor. Toluca, my brother, I'll be there quickly. I need a weapon.
Bouncicles, I have your axe.
I'm going to go into a rage with my bonus action.
Perfect. Bouncicles is going to join the initiative.
Yes.
Okay. He has no weapon right now, but he does have his horns in case he needs to use them. Okay, Glebnor, dynamite turn. That is going to be the Drider, finally.
Drider!
Let's see what my Drider's going to do here. He's got no nose. He's missing an ear.
He's blind. His eyes itch because he's got pink eye.
He's got pink eye now.
They're swollen shut.
Yeah.
Okay. You see that he's going to turn around. He has a long sword on his belt. He rips his longsword out. He's going to swing it wildly at Toluca. He'll make the stack a disadvantage because he's blind.
I'm also on his back.
Yes.
He's using it like a back scratcher.
If he gets a nat 1, he just jams it into himself.
Okay, so he has a
dumb nose hole.
3 hit multi-attack, but because of the disadvantage, he's going to miss 2 of those. He's going to hit with 1 on a 22.
Yeah.
4 slashing damage.
Ow. That's how much I healed for.
I'm sorry.
Get off of me, you're going to ruin the surprise!
He's trying to, like, slice around.
His mouth is muffled still.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you.
No problem.
It keeps me in the moment.
Catch, baby. Toluca, your turn.
How bad does he look?
Like, well below half health, I will say. But, I mean, like, pretty... It's like it's a stocky boy.
How muffled would a musket shot be if I just jammed my arm down his throat?
I'll have him make a stealth check. It won't be... Normally I would do disadvantage because it's a fucking musket, but if you put it down his throat, I think that'll kind of
It is my arm just in there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I do that.
Okay, yeah. All right, you put your stank-ass arm down his throat.
That's a nat one. I don't.
You see, as you approach with
the flamethrower gets...
It's so big.
Guy, it's...
They're just jamming it in his face.
Angle it.
Wait, I'm pivoting here.
No, the other way.
You want to come here and pivot it for me?
Turn it topwise. Topwise.
What? I'm just going to punch him in the stomach.
Yeah. Good call.
It's a 21 hit.
21 hits.
For 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm going to punch him again.
Oh.
23.
Okay, I'll hit.
For 10 points of damage.
Okay. This guy's going to want to go beat up. That is Bouncicles next.
Cobbler, get Bouncicles his axe.
Oh, yeah. Cobbler's like, you got this! You see, you open the bag of holding and an axe spins out of it as Bouncicles raises a hand and catches it in the air like Mjolnir.
Hell yeah!
It's like Stormbreaker.
He leaps across the room and starts making some swipes. Unhand him! He like goes insane. That, like, even though you're the one trying to fight this guy, to him, he's like in this weird blur. It looks like you're like... You could be hurt.
Yeah.
He will make 2 attacks.
Damn, it's just not physical.
He's going to hit on one. He got a nat one on the first one. He's just in like a blind rage. For 11 piercing damage. He drives the great axe like into the shoulder. You see, actually, I think he like swings wildly, misses, and then he goes like underhand sort of and cuts off 2 of the driver's legs. And he's like, I've got your Toluga! Don't worry! My brother! He like goes back to back with you now. awesome. Back at the top of the round, the Drider is no longer blinded. That was a 1-round blind effect from the stank swipe. Theo, that is your turn.
So seeing that Bouncicles is safe, all right, now let me try something. Reggie, come here. I'm going to put both guns behind his head.
Okay.
Well, next to his head.
Uh-huh.
And on my shoulders? I'm going to not look, and I'm going to shoot at the...
This one definitely will hit me.
I feel like... Nope! They just asked us to kind of tighten up, so this... You're showing off, like, so hard right now.
9 is going to miss.
Who's it hitting?
The wall.
18, I'm assuming, hits.
18 just hits. Roll a d20. I'll roll a d20 for bounce clues. Ooh, I got a net one. You don't have to roll then.
22 damage.
Okay.
I almost got one, but I got a 19.
Awesome. And then roll damage for Bouncicles.
Okay. Right.
The Bouncicles there?
I was trying to get lower. It only went up 1 point.
Okay.
12 damage. It would have been with the sharpshooter because I was...
Yeah.
So it would be 22 damage to Bouncicles.
Jesus!
Right.
Bouncicles!
You shoot Bouncicles in the shoulders like, fuck, Theo! What are you doing over there?
You gotta move out the way, man.
What the fuck are you doing?
What is he doing?
Make a deception check, Theo.
That's a 19. Let's see if I get a nat 20. Nope, it's a 19.
Theo misses sometimes. It does happen. It's not like all the time, but it does happen.
But I saw him duck his head down.
Did you?
Did I?
I think with a 19, you didn't. You see him, that he's, it almost, when you look up, Theo's looking down the hallway, and it looks like he was trying to use Reggie to stabilize his guns. He was really trying to not hit anyone. And you see that, like, he does have a weird smirk on his face, but, and honestly, you guys remember from your time with Bouncicles. Bouncicles is a beefy boy.
He just saved him, and now he's going to be dead.
He does have, you know, a, like, smoldering wound in his shoulder now, and he's like, it happens sometimes, Theo. Do not worry about it. The heat of combat.
I'll heal you up. And I'm going to move forward, but yeah, that's about it.
Perfect.
Because what's the Drider's AC?
18, you guys.
Yeah, I would have missed that last shot. So.
Gotcha. Sweet. Okay, that is Reggie's turn. Reggie is like, okay,
do not worry. I've got this.
He's like scrolling through like a like little list of his spells, and he's like, what did work here? I want the lightning bolt so bad, but like we're all in the hallway, so I'm not gonna do it.
You know what? Just pick one randomly.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, it's... You shot bouncicles.
By accident.
That's unlawful by accident.
I'm not aiming for him. He's a good guy.
Just saying, it kind of seems like it's a little bit on us that happened. I think maybe we kind of are fruitful to that one.
Yeah. We'll think.
Just saying.
I'm going to be back in Daddy's good graces in no time.
Yeah, in no time.
Right?
I'm going to strip away your god powers.
I don't think you can do that.
It's one pamphlet away.
I mean, technically, I'm a demigod, so I don't think it...
Reggie's going to cast aid on the party. He's not going to cast it on Theo, though.
Good.
He's like, you don't deserve this one. I'm so sorry for you, but you are being too crazy. This is what happens. You get all horned up. You guys can add 10 temporary hit points to Luga and Glenmar. And I'll also give those two bouncicles.
Oh, I feel filled with the light of Bleebly. Thank you, young Reggie.
Okay. Glebnor, it is your turn.
Where's the Dryder? How far?
Your movement's insane. You guys are all in the same room, basically. Give me a perception check, though, if you wouldn't mind, before you start your turn.
Just to find the smaller pouch.
10!
The 10? There's, like, a really tiny ball of webbing. At first, you think it might be a grape, but then you, like, look closer, and you're like... Oh, it's halfling-sized. That's probably Jeff.
That's Jeff. I'll be back. Cool.
Okay, get your whole turn. What are you going to do? You are in a rage now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fly up on Dryda. It's bonkening time.
Bonk away.
26.
26 definitely hits.
For 8, which is 2 bludgeoning, 6 acid. I don't know if that matters to this guy.
Doesn't for this one, but good to know. Good to know.
Feel the light of... Oh, wait, no. What are we doing? We're yelling out the spells. Divine Fury!
Hell yeah.
For another 3.
Okay, yeah.
Radiant, and then I'm going to sneak attack him because Daddy's on his back.
Yeah, Daddy and Bouncicles. I guess Bouncicles on the ground, but yeah.
Yeah, Daddy and Daddy.
So another 4. My 2 dads.
Yeah, the so Dryder looks really injured now.
15.
He's total. Like on his last legs, wobbling around. Tallulah.
One good turn. I get 2 attacks.
Yeah. Oh, you get 2 attacks. Go for it. Yeah, please.
One good turn deserves another.
I forgot that you got another level of barbarian. No, 2 attacks.
18?
18 just hits.
For another 8.
Could you please describe to me how you kill the Dryder?
Ooh. He's got no nose and no ear.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy's
mm-hmm.
on his back.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Good. So I'm going to just like overhead hand, full force. Cave his skull down between his shoulders, and then it's Taluga's head in his place. Hi, Dad!
Hey. I mean, what? Who?
It's me, your best boy, Glebnor.
It's the boy, Glebnor.
Best boy.
The boy.
I'll get back to best.
We're out of combat now, gentlemen.
I gotta go back.
I go to nurse Bouncer.
Oh, my goodness.
You okay, Bouncicles?
It was terrible.
What the hell is that on your neck?
Do you have any potions?
No.
I'm going to wing him a slurp on the way out.
What is this delicious nectar?
It's my last one. It's my last one. Enjoy it.
Oh, what is this flavor? Blueberry.
Yeah.
Oh, let me take a glug.
What's going on back there, Reggie?
It's delicious.
Can I walk up and do a medicine check on... Bounce of Cleese's like
neck area.
Yeah,
you can also make one.
I got
sure.
I'm gonna untie Jeff.
Yeah, give me an attack roll if you wouldn't mind. Gotta cut those cords up.
That's a nat 1 on the medicine check. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Nat 1.
It's a 24.
Okay.
Nat 1.
I'm just like poking at it. Just,
actually, stop. I think what happens, Theo, is for a minute you're like looking at his neck and you're like, ew, gross. He has a hickey. And then you realize that, like, you like kind of get self-conscious for a second because you 100% do have a hickey.
Yeah.
So you, like, pull your collar up a little bit. And Tallulah, while Glebnor is really struggling to free Jeff in the corner, like, it's just got a near peripheral. He's kind of like,
what the heck?
Yeah, you look, and it looks like he, at one point, Bouncicles must have been struck by some kind of, like, arachnid stinger, and it made him paralyzed. But he seems like the wound will heal on its own. It's pretty gnarly looking right now.
What about that gunshot?
Which gunshot?
I tossed him a slurp.
my shoulder. Oh, this will heal no problem.
Yeah?
It's a magical bullet.
Yeah. I mean, I've been hit by worse. These things happen, Theo. No harm, no foul. I mean, there was some harm, actually, so I take that back. You can shoot me in the arm.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know. Oh, I'll aim better next time. I don't want
to
hit you.
My friends, did you come all the way here to rescue me? I'm so moved. I came through the elaborate labyrinth of tunnels to get here. But
always remember your way.
I do. It was actually a pretty good journey. Me and Jeff learned a really good route to get from the Ebon Den all the way here to Manzobera.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
We had a nice little hike. Jeff's he's a character, that guy.
Doesn't sound that good of a hike if you got kidnapped.
I did get stabbed in the neck by a strange stinger type thing, which... Yeah, that was bad. But before that, that Jeff, he makes one hell of a choco taco.
Oh, yeah.
Is that him down there?
Yeah, I'm pulling at the thing still.
Give me an athletics check at this point if you want.
I guess while he's messing around with that, can I see if there's any other of these
15
cocoons that are alive?
Yeah, please do. Make a perception check. 15, you finally rip through the threading.
Jeff
looks so disheveled. He got stung in the stomach, so his belly button looks mad infected.
Oh, gross.
Oh my god, is that Glebnor?
Hey, Jeff.
Glebnor. Oh my god. Is Bleebly here?
Oh yeah, come on, let's go.
Get out of the way. Bleebly.
Oh hey, Jeff, you're okay.
I took a horrible wound to the stomach, but it was all for you, my lord. Do not worry. Me and Bouncicles, we're here. Do you need a Choco Taco?
You know what? I would enjoy one.
Oh my god, they took my Choco Tacos. He looks down, he's fully nude.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Please, my lord, do not look at my package.
He turns around really fast, his little halfling butt now in the room.
Did they put my clothes anywhere? Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Not in front of them. God, I can't believe this is happening.
I net 20'd for a 27.
Okay. I think what you notice with a nat 20, unfortunately, as you kind of go through some more of these cocoons, as you open them hoping to free more people, so many dudes are so dissolved inside here.
Ooh, that soup.
Just,
that soup.
A lot of soup.
That soup.
But I think what you notice is that the Drider, you know, he had 8 legs. He had a really fresh pair of kicks, but only on 2 of the feet.
What?
These are the slippers of spider climbing.
I love how a spider had to wear the spider climbing slippers.
Was he just that bad?
He didn't have great balance. I don't think Driders get web walking either. It does sound pretty stupid now in hindsight, now that I've said it out loud. Yeah, they do innately have spider climbing, but it's fine.
Maybe he's just wearing his feet like those toe shoes.
Oh yeah, it's like those runner shoes, or it looks like just
I don't want toe shoes.
No, it's fine. When you put it on your foot, it molds to your foot, and you know, looks good.
And now I have toe shoes.
What do your feet look like?
I don't know.
What's
webbed?
Your toe webbed. Situation down there?
I would probably assume webbed.
Yeah, it probably looks like flippers.
Do I have scuba diver flippers?
Little stumpy ones.
You gotta tell me, bro.
I think that's what I got. But with
how really swim so quick.
You said it molded around my foot. I have webbed feet.
You gotta stretch them a little. You gotta kind of yank them over.
Yeah, you got webbed feet.
Yeah.
I got flippers down there.
Okay. These are the flippers of spider climbing.
You should be kicking people more. You got friggin' sharp toes.
Make a quick acrobatics check for funsies.
Nat 20.
You do a flip, a front flip, but your feet catch the ceiling and you land on the ceiling.
Huh?
And now you're standing upside down.
Hey, Dad!
Glebnor flies up there with you, slides down.
How fun is this, right?
I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Everything's way cooler up here, right?
Yeah.
Plus, if we hang out long enough, head rush.
What?
You'll see.
Reggie kind of nudges you, Theo. He's like,
I don't think I like them both having that ability.
What are you whispering about over there?
Nothing. You guys look so cool. He wants a pair.
He's jealous.
He's already got that stealth cape. Mine's still just billowing. All mine does is billowing. Everyone's got a fancy cape.
Yours billows the best of all the capes.
I don't have a cape.
Yeah, you got a duster now.
Yeah, I got a jacket.
But he doesn't do anything.
He's got that belt.
I do have that belt.
Yeah, you do have that belt.
Yeah. Bouncicles like, my friends, where are we?
Underdark.
I got that
Spider Queen's castle.
We're in Manzobera already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Manzo Baron.
We're going to go kill him.
Yeah, they were going to eat you.
You're going to kill the Spider Queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Sorry. You're going to kill the Spider Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You want in?
Would you like my help?
I mean, you look.
Come on.
You look kind of beat up.
No, I'm ready to get into the fight, my friend.
What about Jeff?
Jeff should stay here.
What the hell? I can
Jeff's a commoner. You should not bring Jeff.
Hold on. Do we have enough shit in the bag that Jeff could whip up a quick meal? I don't want to go into the Spider Queen fight on no way.
I mean, I haven't cooked us any food.
What up, full HP?
I've never... Since I've been upset, I haven't cooked us any food.
I know, you and you have the chef feet.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
Quick snack!
No!
I'm having a snack attack, Dad!
I mean, I am too upset at everybody.
Can I have a snack?
No! You'll get a snack when we finish the job.
My plan is working.
Okay.
Jeff, can I have a snack?
I can whip you up.
No snacks!
I figured, you know. He looked really hungry.
No, because it'll give us temp HP, and we can't go past what we already have. It'll just overwrite it.
Damn it. Fine.
Jeff, I need a treat.
Anything for you, Blee Blee.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah?
What are we supposed to be doing right now?
I don't really know.
Killing the Spider Queen.
Jeff, you're supposed to be making me a sweet treat.
No, we are going to kill the Spider Queen now.
Yeah, I know. He can make me a sweet treat.
I'm sorry, did you have your arm up some guy's anus?
Oh, goodness.
Not recently.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
He's
going to play the anus card forever.
I mean,
we are going now.
Do you know where we're going?
Yes.
Which way?
The way to the door.
Yeah, but is it that way or that door? Which one?
Where we haven't been.
I'll be able to tell if we've been somewhere or not. I remember everywhere I've been with perfect recall.
That's if you're conscious, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Never mind. I am quite lost.
I open the door. I clearly start going the way we didn't come from.
Yeah. So as our cockamamie little troop here heads deeper into Lola's castle... you can see Jeff is like waiting in the room, and he's like, "I'm gonna hang out here. I'm gonna start making Choco Tacos when they get back. This is all gonna work out. This is all gonna work out."
You might want to lock the door, Jeff.
Good call, Toluga. Thank you.
Why are you yelling?
Sorry.
Also, I'm gonna give him a heavy crossbow and crossbow bolts in case we don't come back in and someone else does. He can shoot them.
Make an insight check for me, real quick.
An insight.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Jeff is overcome with emotion. He's looking at the crossbow like it's a human baby. Tears well up in his eyes.
Jeff.
It would be an honor to shoot someone in the face for you, Blee Blee.
That's mine, too, so it's an original Blee Blee.
I don't hear this.
Jeff,
I'm already out the door.
Do not open the door for anyone but us. The password is Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga. I've got it, Glebnor.
All right.
Not dirigible.
Not dirigible. Rancho Cucamonga.
Before you guys head off into the keep, Jeff gets really, really close to you, Glebnor. Puts a hand on your face.
Protect Blee Blee. He's precious cargo.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And with that awkward moment, we will end today's episode. Thank you all for joining us. Catch us next time. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.